May 13th, Dr. Verl Bell.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Bell is a psychiatrist and an ordained minister who has served in the U.S. Air Force, in community health clinics, in hospitals, and in private practice. He works with all kinds of patients with all kinds of issues and encourages them to address all the components of their lives, medical, social, and spiritual. Bell's missionary childhood in India enabled him to understand the Bible in a particularly helpful way. As he puts it, the tools described in the Bible are the same he saw in India on a daily basis, from oxen treading grain to women grinding food in their mortars and pestles. Bell organizes outreaches through his church, through radio counseling programs, through podcasts, and through his writings, including audio recordings and his book, True Freedom. On this date in 1967, Bell was sent away from India with only $10 in his pocket. This is today's story.
Nobody else may see what you need, but you are never invisible to God. 9-year-old Verl Bell climbed higher in the tall evergreen tree in India. For him, a kid shipped off to boarding school at 4 years old, the best place to be was 100 feet up. Sitting in the top of the tree, Verl could read the Bible, compose music, and talk to God. On the ground, it was his job to do everything right, to have no needs, to be invisible, and life below was lonely. Too soon, Verl had to climb down. Today was his birthday, and his parents had sent money to the school for a party. He'd invited about 10 kids, and when the other boys arrived at the celebration, treats were on the table. Verl looked for the adult who was to host the party, but there wasn't one. It didn't matter that he was 9 years old, probably the shyest kid in school, and had no idea how to help all those kids have fun. It was his job to take care of others, even on his birthday. After the party, Verl wrote to his parents that it would be better if there were no more birthday parties going forward. Now in his 70s, Verl said, "I have had a life of intense loneliness." His struggles with loneliness was compounded by the misperception that personal needs were irrelevant. All that mattered was the ministry that one did. It's how his parents, who were missionaries, had operated. As Verl grew up and served others as a psychiatrist, he started with the same mindset. But God confronted the lie and showed him that the person, the one who received help and the one who gave it, was what was important. As God taught Verl, he helped a lot of people. Still, he says the struggle of his life has been to believe for myself what I give to everyone else. Sometimes I feel like I'll get to heaven and God will say, "What are you doing here?" But God faithfully shows Verl that he sees him, cares about him, and wants to be with him. "God doesn't see me only as a useful tool to use. He actually likes me," Verl said. "It makes me cry." One day, Verl was returning home from vacation. He had fun playing with his grandchildren, but they required a lot of energy, and he was tired. He prepared to board his plane, but the flight was canceled. He tried to get on the next flight home, but that plane was full. It looked like he would be up all night with 3 hours to get to work. Verl thought about how Christians are called the bride of Christ. "I'm your bride, right?" he prayed. "If my bride was stuck in the middle of nowhere and I had the resources, I'd get her home." He paused. He knew he was whining. "I'm being silly, Lord. Please give me strength." Suddenly, Verl's name was called and he got on the plane. It was a defining moment, a reminder that Verl was never alone. "The Lord counts the hairs on my head," said Verl. "When I see that, I am helped." Luke 12:6-8, Jesus said, "Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Next time you struggle with loneliness, Ask God to help you believe you are not forgotten by Him. Nobody else may see what you need, but you are never invisible to God.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jim Hatcher, and I serve the Alliance Church in Jerusalem. Today's video is about Verl Bell. Now, Verl, he experienced something that each of us have felt before, and that's the desire to be seen and understood and enjoyed. And that's something that's been hardwired into us. It's how we were made. Now, Hagar, she was the first person in the Bible to worship God with that title, El Roi, the God who sees. King David also worships our God as the one who sees and understands us. He wrote in Psalms 139, O Lord, you have examined my heart, and you know everything about me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything that I do. And these words are so true because our God is close, and He knows everything intimately about us. But the desire and the need that we have to be seen is only part of this big picture. The God who sees us also wants to be seen. And as His family, we have the privilege and the honor of being able to see and know Him too. So being seen by God, it wasn't enough for King David. He wanted to see his God in return. Psalm 27:4. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And here it is, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. So here's today's challenge. Can you find and see the living God in your day? I want us to make David's prayer our own, asking to see Him in all the moments of today. Be encouraged, men. You are seen, you are loved, and appreciated.